Hi, I'm Pat Rulo, author, speaker, and radio host of Speak Up Talk Radio. I'm local and vocal when it comes to healthcare safety. If you need a life-changing topic and speaker for your next event, call me, 440-725-5462, or visit speakupandstayalive.com. Patient safety is your right, so don't go wrong. Let me share what I know with your group, 440-725-5462, or visit speakupandstayalive.com.
Welcome to Speak Up and Stay Alive Radio with author, speaker, and your host, Pat Rulo, serving you a generous helping of everything you need to know to help you and your loved ones stay safe during any doctor or hospital visit. The program is not intended to replace medical advice from a licensed professional, but rather to encourage you to become a well-informed participant in your health and well-being. And now, your host, Pat Rulo.
Hello and welcome. I'm Pat Rulo, the voice for patient safety, where each week we delve into little-known healthcare and hospital hazards, as well as other fringe topics that affect your health and well-being. I'm so happy you've taken the time to join me, and today I have lots to share with you. So let's dig right in, shall we? I want to share an email I received last week. As you know, I'm a big believer in exploring alternative healing modalities and have turned to essential oils, Reiki, positive affirmations, tapping, forest bathing, and other non-pharmaceutical options that I've shared on this program with you in the past. Many of you have purchased essential oils from my boutique online website called tinydropseo.com, tinydropseo.com, where I not only offer 8 of the top healing oils, but also many synergistic blends that help with problems such as headaches, arthritis, stress, and MRSA. Yep, MRSA. Well, a mom in Oklahoma purchased our MRSA oil blend and the MRSA sprays a few weeks ago from the online website, tinydropseo.com, and we shipped them, and that was it. Until I received this email from her. She wrote, "Pat, my 2-year-old son is who I bought this for. He is a MRSA carrier. I was thrilled when I found your website and found out that I could treat him with oils instead of loading him up with strong antibiotics. He has a MRSA spot on his knee, and I put a small dab of the oil on the spot last night. Oh, and he loves the smell of the oil too." Well, I sent her a reply with some thoughts on how to best use the oils and spray, and I mentioned that I do long-distance Reiki healing, and if she was interested, that I would work on her son. I asked for his name, which she sent to me, and for the rest of the week, I set my intentions and my attention on this little guy's knee. Another few days went by, and I received this note from her. "Hi, Pat. I just want to let you know that my son's leg is healed, thanks to you and your oils and your healing energy. Thank you so much. Please keep sending him positive energy. Again, thank you." Well, I bring this up because I just think that this speaks to so much, to the simplicity of nature, empathy, and caring. You know, sadly, we are trained from a young age to reach for a synthetic pill, an artificial solution, when often there are safer choices. And no, I am not a doctor, and I'm not giving medical advice. I am not suggesting that you toss your drugs into the trash, but I am suggesting that you consider non-invasive treatments as well as the traditional route. And so, with MRSA on my mind, let's move on. Today it's MRSA. Because October is MRSA Awareness Month, I thought I'd take advantage of that and go back to discussing a good old hospital hazard. Actually, MRSA is not only found in hospitals, but also nursing homes, rehabilitation centers, and even out in the community. Gyms, spas, schools, dormitories, daycare centers, and even in hair salons. So, what is MRSA? MRSA. It's an acronym for methicillin-resistant staph aureus, and it's a type of a staph bacterium that is resistant to a type of antibiotic called methicillin, and it's often resistant to other antibiotics as well. Staph bacteria are normally found on the skin or in the nose of about 1/3 of the population. If a person has staph on their skin or in their nose, but they're not sick, They are said to be colonized but not infected with MRSA. Healthy people can be colonized with MRSA and have no ill effects. However, they can pass the germ to others. In a healthcare environment and among already ill or immune-challenged patients, this can prove deadly, or at the very least may include surgical wound infections, urinary tract infections, bloodstream infections, and pneumonia. If a person is colonized, they have an 8 to 12-fold chance, a greater chance, of getting an infection. Now, staff in MRSA can also cause illnesses in persons outside of the hospital and healthcare facilities. As I just mentioned, people who are colonized with MRSA have no symptoms. Staff infections often begin with an injury and develop into an infection and then can be shared with others in the community. You may have heard about athletes passing MRSA on to fellow athletes via contaminated equipment, towels, and so on. This cross-contamination can really occur anywhere: work, school, grocery stores. And this is one of the reasons why I am so against healthcare workers wearing scrubs out in public. Who knows where they've been, what their clothing has touched, where they're going. I just think it's the prudent thing to do. Change your clothes. So, what are the symptoms? Redness, warmth, swelling, tenderness of the skin, and boils and blisters. Some start out looking like small spider bites. Some people may have chills and fever, feel nauseous, and acute pain in addition to fatigue and headaches. So, how exactly is it spread? MRSA can be acquired by direct contact with an infected or colonized person and contaminated objects. We've talked about this many times on this program, about the lack of proper hand hygiene amongst medical staff, and the ability to contaminate and recontaminate surfaces, such as the TV remote, tray tables, bed rails, the privacy curtain. These lapses in infection control happen frequently in hospitals, in rehab facilities, nursing homes, and have been increasing in alarming rates for decades. So who is most at risk? MRSA can cause infection in healthy and ill patients of all ages, but especially in patients over 65 years of age, patients coming from a nursing home or another healthcare facility, those previously colonized or with current MRSA infections, those who have been in the hospital in the last few years, intensive care unit patients, surgical patients receiving implants, those on a catheter, dialysis patients, and possibly in the air in the case of MRSA pneumonia. And staph infections are especially dangerous to those who have had surgery and may have a cast or a heavy bandage that's not changed frequently. So how can you prevent infections and protect yourself while in a healthcare facility? Here are 7 tips. Number 1, if you're going to have elective surgery, such as hip or knee replacement, call your hospital and ask them what their inpatient MRSA infection rate is for the previous year and what the infection rate is for surgical site infections. Now, they may or may not tell you, but it doesn't hurt to ask. Also, ask them what their hand hygiene compliance rate is. There needs to be transparency, and this information is not always made public, but you do have the right to know. Number 2, if you know you're going to have surgery, ask your doctor to test you for MRSA, which is done by a simple and painless nasal swab. If you're tested positive, you can be decolonized by taking 5 days of an antibiotic spray in the nose and also by washing the skin at least twice a day with a soap called chlorhexidine, and that can be purchased at any drugstore. And as I mentioned before, if you are colonized with MRSA, you have an 8 to 12-fold greater chance of acquiring an infection, so be sure to ask for this test. Number 3, make sure that all family members who enter your room wash their hands as they enter and as they leave. And if they're going to be sitting there looking at you, ask them to put on a pair of gloves, have them grab the bleach or disinfecting wipes, and have them clean frequently touched areas, such as bed rails, TV trays, the remote, the phone, with those disinfectant wipes. And if you're visiting a loved one, make it a point not to sit on their bed and make sure that you wash your hands thoroughly after leaving the hospital. Number 4, insist that all healthcare workers, and this includes doctors, even though they might look scary, ask them to wash their hands and put on gloves before they touch you or the patient. Putting on gloves without washing hands first contaminates the gloves. And then they should wash their hands again before leaving the room. Number 5, when going to your family physician or your doctor for a visit, insist that your doctor washes his or her hands before examination and also insist that the stethoscope be wiped down with an alcohol-based gel before placing it on your skin. Number six, if you or another loved one does contract an infection while in a healthcare facility, ask your doctor what type of infection you have. If they tell you, oh, it's staph, ask what type of staph. You need to know what type of organism it is. 70% of all staph infections are MRSA. The majority of doctors still don't tell patients or their family this information, so insist. And finally, number seven, upon discharge from a hospital, you or the patient should receive discharge information on MRSA that will help to explain how transmission can occur, what to expect, and how to look for symptoms of change. This is very important. And now let me briefly get to a couple of ways to prevent infection and protect yourself while out and about in the community. Here's six quick ideas. Number one, keep all wounds and cuts cleaned and covered until healed so germs cannot enter. Two, do not share personal items with others such as towels, clothing, razors. Number three, when at a gym, refrain from touching your face or wiping your face with a towel that has touched surfaces. Wash your hands thoroughly with warm soapy water and do not touch surfaces on the way out of the gym. You don't know who's touched them. Number four, carry alcohol-based hand gel to wash your hands when you've been in public. Five, wash your clothes, towels, and bedding with a small amount of bleach in hot water and use a hot dryer, which can help kill germs. Number six, when traveling and staying in hotels, carry disinfectant wipes or disinfectant spray in which to clean frequently touched surfaces, light switches, TV remote, telephones, the nightstands. Again, you don't know who's been in there and what they've been touching. And here's my personal bonus. MRSA has been found on the tray tables in airplanes. I always bring a baggie of wipes with me and disinfect the seatbelt and armrest and the headrest, and I avoid using the tray table. Well, obviously, there's more to know about MRSA. Today, I wanted to highlight some of the facts, and this is not to scare you, but to prepare you. Be mindful of good hygiene, both in and out of the hospital. The best advice your mother ever gave you is to wash your hands and don't share personal items anywhere. Even hairbrushes and makeup have been found to harbor MRSA, so be mindful. Tell your children and grandchildren who may play sports or share lipsticks. Now, if you want additional information, I have a friend, Janine Thomas, a MRSA survivor from Illinois. She has a wonderful website called MRSASurvivors.org. Also, I will post this audio segment of what you just heard on our website so you can listen to it again or share it with your friends and loved ones. Remember, it's MRSA Awareness Month. Help spread the word, not the germ. Go to speakupandstayalive.com for more information and ask everyone to wash their hands before touching you.
Listen to Pat Rulo and Speak Up Radio. Stay safe from little-known healthcare and hospital hazards. To learn more, go to speakupandstayalive.com. That's speakupandstayalive.com.
Hi there, I'm Gina Murphy-Darling, the voice of Mrs. Green on the airwaves. Mrs. Green's World is a global movement of ideas and actions made up of people who care about their own health and the health of this planet. If you're interested in things like clean water, clean air, clean oceans, or would like to know more about just what it means to live a sustainable life, you will love to hear what our guests from all over the world have to say. Please visit our website at mrsgreensworld.com to learn more and to become a part of our world.
We're talking about MRSA today, and I want to not only offer information about this deadly staph infection, but also a helpful solution. I mentioned at the top of the show that the most challenging problem with MRSA is its resistance to antibiotics. But a 2004 study shows promise that essential oils may thwart MRSA's ability to mutate and resist. So where does MRSA come from? Well, most people get this infection from a hospital or a clinic environment. In fact, hospitals are where this superbug emerged and was first discovered in the UK in 1961 and in the US in 1981. And MRSA became international news in the late 90s. And what was fairly a common and benign bacteria, it now has developed into a monster, largely through the development of antibiotics and antibacterial agents employed in the hospital. And it's no longer confined to hospitals, so now you'll hear about community-acquired MRSA as opposed to hospital-acquired MRSA. And once an individual acquires this bug, it remains with them for life, as there, to date, is no cure. So, how can essential oils help? Well, essential oils are the most likely way of fighting superbugs. For one thing, they don't have the side effects that most antibiotics do. And secondly, they're not capable of producing resistant strains of bacteria in the same way that pharmaceuticals do. And there are reasons for the latter. First, essential oils are quite complex in their makeup, hundreds of compounds, as opposed to a couple of key ingredients in a medicine produced in a lab. And secondly, while every batch of a pharmaceutical drug is the same, no essential oil is ever twice the same. So these two factors make it impossible for bacteria to mount an effective resistance to essential oils. That makes sense. Something I'd never given much thought to before. Now, sometimes staph or MRSA may not respond to a single oil, and it's best to try another type of oil or move to a blended oil. Blends combine the benefits of several different essential oils into a single, easy-to-use mixture. Oils with complementary constituents or properties can be combined to target specific types of infections, and that works in a synergistic way. So blends can also provide secondary benefits such as tissue healing and enhanced immune response properties. So we have come up with a synergistic blend, our tiny drops, Be Gone, MRSA. It's an oil that can offer superior results over single oils, as again, the combination creates even more complex and a broad spectrum support against infections. So why are essential oils so effective? Well, traditionally, hospitals use bacteria-killing chemicals to clean surfaces, to sterilize instruments, and to decontaminate the skin before surgery. It has been argued that these sterilizing processes inadvertently help to spread bacteria, causing them to become resistant to the antibacterial agents. And the reason essential oils are so effective is because, again, I mentioned a moment ago that they're made up of a complex mixture of chemical compounds, which the MRSA and other superbug bacteria find difficult to resist. The problem with current treatments is that they're made up of single compounds, which MRSA quickly becomes resistant to, so treatment is only successful in around 50% of the cases. Now, while a wide range of products currently exist to help prevent the spread of MRSA, these are often unpleasant for patients, as their application can cause skin irritation. MRSA is often carried inside the nose, which means that patients have to insert treatments up their nostrils, whereas essential oils can simply be inhaled to prevent the patient being at risk. Patients receiving treatment for cancer and leukemia are often left with weakened immune systems, which makes them vulnerable to the infection from MRSA. So which essential oils are best? Tea tree oil. Tea tree oil is a high-quality oil that contains well over 100 unique chemical constituents. Now, this oil has been the focus of many studies, articles, and medical uses. It's been proven in one study superior to the standard medical chlorhexidine treatments or the silver preparations for eliminating MRSA colonization. And this came from the Journal of Hospital Infection. Tea tree oil is considered a safe alternative to drug therapies for treating MRSA skin infections. And a note, tea tree is a generic term which can refer to over 300 varieties of the tea tree plant. So you want to be sure to look for the specific one, Melaleuca alternifolia. And at our Tiny Drops website, our tea tree oil is, in fact, 100% Melaleuca alternifolia. So you don't have to worry about that. We've got the right one available for you. And I have many studies that I could cite right now, but it gets a little boring and tedious to do so. So I encourage you to head over to the website, tinydropseo.com. And there you'll find additional studies and links to the scientific information to back up my comments about tea tree oil and the other oils I'm talking about today. In fact, eucalyptus has been cited too, eucalyptus and tea tree oils. A pair of orthopedic surgeons report that two essential oils, eucalyptus and tea tree oil, are surprisingly effective at treating MRSA infections. And again, you could read more at the website. Then there's lemongrass, the essential oil called lemongrass. A study carried out through Weber State University in Utah and published in 2008 found that of 91 essential oils tested, 78 showed inhibitory activity against the MRSA bacteria. And of these, they say the most effective was lemongrass. MRSA, it spreads through physical contact. So if you are visiting or spending time in a hospital, Rub some lemongrass on your hands and the soles of your feet. And if you do have a MRSA infection, apply lemongrass oil topically directly at the site of the infection. So there's a few: tea tree, lemongrass, eucalyptus. So what is in our Be Gone MRSA remedy? Well, Be Gone MRSA is a proprietary blend of tea tree, lemongrass, eucalyptus, and clove bud essential oils to create a complex and a broad spectrum support against infections. And we have three choices. You can purchase the 10 milliliter bottle, and that's where you'll get the blend of those four essential oils: tea tree, lemongrass, eucalyptus, and clove bud oil. We have a 2 ounce spray bottle, which is a blend of those four oils plus purified water. And then we have the 4 ounce massage oil bottle, which again is a blend of those four essential oils and pure sweet almond oil. So three choices: the bottle of oils, the spray bottle, and the massage bottle. So how are essential oils used for infection support? Well, you can put it directly on the skin. Our Tiny Drops Be Gone MRSA oil can be applied to your skin, cuts and scrapes as a preventive, or on boils, abscesses, infected surgical sites, and wounds as a treatment. You could use it in your nose. Apply our Tiny Drops Be Gone MRSA oil inside the nose as a preventative or treatment for colonization with MRSA or staph infection. Now, we do not suggest that you ingest or drink essential oils without the supervision from a trained aromatherapist. However, our Tiny Drops Be Gone MRSA oil can be rubbed on the bottom of your feet, and it will then enter your bloodstream at low levels. And you can do that with all essential oils. Put them at the bottom of your feet. Rub them in at the bottom of your feet. Bathing. You could add our Tiny Drops Be Gone MRSA oil to your bath water or wound rinses. You can diffuse it in the air. That's been proven to reduce bacteria in the air, including airborne MRSA. You can just use our spray, and that's what that's great for. Just spray some of our Tiny Drops Be Gone MRSA spray. For your lungs, oil can also be diffused as part of a treatment for infections in the nose and lungs. And so inhaling it, putting a couple drops in the palms of your hand and cupping that over your nose, it's an easy way to get these oils into your lungs and into your body without ingesting them. How about cleaning? After you wash your hands with soap and water, you can spray Tiny Drops Be Gone MRSA spray directly on your hands and rub them briskly. Or with your own personal care products, add a few drops of our Tiny Drops Be Gone MRSA oil to your favorite liquid soap to add a natural antibacterial to them instead of relying on triclosan or other chemical antibacterial agents. Our Be Gone MRSA oil can also be added to your shampoo and lotions. So lots of ways to use a very inexpensive, non-invasive alternative healing modality. Now, will it work for you for sure? Well, I honestly cannot guarantee that. But from the research I've found and from the bit I've shared with you today, it simply cannot hurt to try. So again, we have three choices at the website. It's called Be Gone MRSA, a proprietary blend of tea tree, lemongrass, eucalyptus, and clove bud essential oils to create that support against infections. We have the 10 milliliter bottle. That's a blend of those four essential oils. We have the 2 ounce spray bottle, the blend of those four essential oils and purified water. Or we have the 4 ounce massage oil bottle. Again, the blend of the four essential oils and pure sweet almond oil to use as a massage. So simply head over to TinyDropsEO. The E stands for essential, the O stands for oils. TinyDropsEO. TinyDropsEO.com. And you can read more about this. And I do have all the scientific information on there just to back it up so you know I'm not making this up. I would encourage you to purchase and have on hand that Synergy blend. And you can use that to inhale, to put directly on your skin in the affected area, or to add to your hands after washing and so on. And it makes a great gift when visiting someone in the hospital. It's also a smart addition for your home medicine closet too. The spray is an excellent addition to the oil in that you can spray your pillow and bed linens, your hair, spray around your hospital or nursing home room. And the massage oil is a treat too. It's already mixed for you, the four essential oils with sweet almond oil. Just a squirt into your hands and then rub it into your arms, your feet, legs, hands, your face. So we are offering you three layers of protection just for you. Visit tinydropseo.com, tinydropseo.com, or you can order by phone, 440-725-5462. leave me a message. I cannot answer that phone because it is our radio studio line, but do leave me a message and I will get back to you. 440-725-5462. As we like to say, tiny drops, big results at tinydropseo.com. All right, we are out of time. Please come back next week where I will have more goodies to share with you. Same time, same place, but you know me, never the same information. Until then, I hope you have a healthy and a happy week. I am Pat Rulo, and I am the voice for informed choice. Are you looking for a speaker for your next event who's fun, fast-paced, enlightening, and did I mention life-saving? Then you need me, Pat Rulo, healthcare safety expert, patient advocate, and radio host. Visit speakupandstayalive.com or call 440-725-5462. Stay safe from little-known healthcare and hospital hazards. Call 440-725-5462 or visit speakupandstayalive.com.